Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio. Thank you for listening. This is your host, Danny. Shout out to everybody listening right now worldwide. Where you from? Where you from? Head over to GamertagRadio.com. Put your comments and feedback over there, GamertagRadio.com. Also, you can find us everywhere. Any podcast app, just search for Gamertag Radio. Search, subscribe, or follow. And also post a review that will help us, other people, to discover us here at Gamertag Radio. So this episode, another one, daily conversations. I hope you guys are you guys enjoying it? Because I've been getting a lot of feedback about our new segment, daily conversations. Of course, we're going to have, you know, fan mail and other segments that we're going to still continue. But I just love the vibe of the whole daily conversations. This one is my conversation with my other co-host, Peter. We talked about Apex Legends. Great conversation, predictions and feedback about the game. And we also had like a little debate. So I'm going to post that episode here in a few minutes. So first, here's a way for you, the listener, could contact us here on Gamertag Radio.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
And that's a great way for you to send us feedback, questions, thoughts, love mail, or even hate mail. Just send it through there, fanmail@gamertagradio.com. And we have a lot of listeners worldwide hitting us up saying, man, they love daily conversations because it feels raw. It feels like they're also part of the conversation. So let us know your thoughts about the whole daily conversations. Just send us an email or give us a call or go to speedpipe.com/gamertagradio. Or you want to make it easier too, be part of the conversation with other members of the community of GTR. Join our Discord channel. That's right. We've been on Discord for a while now. Shout out to Beaker, a couple of the people that have been helping us out maintain the whole Discord channel. Go to discord.gg/GTR. That's discord.gg/GTR. All right. So we're going to play the conversation here, and we'll be right back after this. Enjoy.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
Hello.
Oh, look who it is, Mr. Pete. I know you're driving. I know you're driving up north from Miami. So how's the drive so far, man? Good?
It's a lot easier now that I'm out of Kendall. I got love for the hometown, but I don't like driving there, man. There's just too much traffic, man. Call me spoiled now, living that West Palm Beach life, dude.
And by the way, this is your first daily conversations. I hope you like the concept, right? You like the concept?
I've listened to one or two on the way up, and then I was at with my dad earlier this morning. So yeah, I've got the handle of it. Let's go. Rapid fire. Let's go.
All right. So I have a couple of things to bring up. One is the future of Apex Legends, man. I know today they just mentioned about a new update coming out, like a new gun, new weapon, right? So we already know about that stuff, right? But I want to talk about like the future. Like, what do we think Respawn is going to be adding in the game? Because there's been all kinds of crazy rumors online, you know, big team battles, squads, duels, solos. Do you think that they might be also adding Titans in the future as maybe like a special event type thing? Like, temporary, and then it's gone. You have to be there in order to try it out.
So, let's go back to something you you threw in there, and I like how you just like slid that in there,
uh-huh,
in like a little ninja slide.
I'm like a DJ, you know. I like to mix it in.
Yeah,
you know?
I like how you did that. You just slipped that in there, like the big team battle. That's one thing that I've heard a lot of people, whether it be on stream or playing with,
yeah,
say that playing Apex Legends reminds them of, which is Halo's big team battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know it wasn't the most popular game mode, you know, for a lot of people because of, frankly, what it is, right? A lot of people don't want, like, you know, 60 on 60 or the big team battle concept. But I think it's an interesting add-on or a possible add-on to Apex. I think it's something that's viable. I'd like to see it because it's definitely a fun mode, right?
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
Titans as a potential add-on, I think, is a good opportunity for them to mimic what Epic has done with Fortnite with their limited time big events that they did. Perfect mm-hmm. example is Thanos with, you know, their tie-in to Infinity War and Marvel and the MCU, and they brought in Titan with the Infinity Glove, who was literally a one-shot kill across the board, and everybody had to work hard to wear him down and take him out. In that respect, I think that's a really, really dope way to reintroduce Titanfall to those that are not super familiar. Yes, I am fully aware that Apex Legends is set in the Titanfall universe, but there's people who haven't played Titanfall. As good as 1 and 2 were, and unfortunately were stuck in release schedule, you know, purgatory for better use of terms, you know, they screwed those pooches. But I think a great way to reintroduce the Titanfall universe to people who are just now getting want to know more, I think by bringing in a Titan, dropping in, you know, a colossal type, you know, colossal, like a tank style
mm-hmm.
Titan that only one person can get access to. And if and when it blows up, it's gone. Nobody else can reuse it or repurpose it. It's a one shot, one time use only. Yeah, I can see that. I think that would be a fantastic way for them to add value to the game as a games as a service.
Mm-hmm.
Give it an opportunity to continue to have legs post initial launch.
When you play Apex Legends, Pete, we played Titanfall 1 and 2. It has the same engine, the same style. Like when you drop from the ship, there's certain things in the game that reminds me so much of Titanfall. So I could see them easily adding in Titans battle, maybe only one Titan. Like there could be so many different modes they could come up with and add it into the game. Because remember, like games like Fortnite and other Battle Royale games, they always have not only limited live like game events, but they also have special modes that's only available there for a limited time too, man. So like, for example, I remember when they first launched on Fortnite, the whole playground thing, it was like a test at first, and then they start adding in more. Or they will have it for a couple weeks, a big team battle on Fortnite. They will have it there for a couple weeks, and then they'll remove it and then add something else. Like, that's the thing that the game needs, is just nonstop content to keep people coming and continue playing and also pay for the season pass. What you think?
No, 100%. They definitely need to just keep curating gameplay types, whether that's in the form of a big team battle, if that's in the form of a single Titan that gets dropped. Events. Event style gameplay is huge, especially for people that are looking for perhaps a Fortnite like game, but that isn't Fortnite. Fortnite kind of has that connotation, unfortunately, of being the kids' game. I think it's just a good game in general, right? It ticks a lot of boxes for a lot of people. It's not for everyone,
mm-hmm.
but it's popular, right? Hell, even you know, what is it, 2 weeks after the launch of Apex, it's still top four title on Twitch. I understand it's not, you know, that's not the barometer overall of how or who's watching or who's playing, but it's a really good way to measure, you know, the popularity and the relevancy of a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So absolutely. They definitely need to do things. I've been trying, you know, outside of them maybe dropping a Titan or a big team battle. Obviously we know, I don't know if solos is definitely coming. I'm pretty sure duos is going to be coming. I don't know if they'll ever expand the squad beyond three. I think it's a solid mix because you don't have to worry about as much, you know, compute or tracking within the system or within the game to monitor and maintain all of that stuff. Plus, you have to remember the respawn feature from being funny quote, you know, it's a little pun there. The being able to respawn your legend in game is huge. And on top of that, they have to track it. If you have the death banner, they have to track that in the background. So that's the only, you know, that's, I can't think of another mode that they could introduce off the top of my head that would fit Apex. But I think they've got a really good basis or a real good, pretty much a mold to work off of. It's not really all that broken. There's a few quality of life fixes that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Tuning of weapons. Some of the weapons do hit for a pretty far range.
Do you think shotgun is too strong? But, hey, shotgun, you think it's too strong? Too powerful?
It depends. It depends on which gun and how you're using it, right? So if you have the choke, any shotgun is going to be lethal. Now, some of the ranges, like the Peacekeeper's got a pretty far range, and I think that does need to get tuned a little. And in the wrong and in the right hands, it's instant death.
Mm-hmm.
The Mozambique needs to go away. That thing is useless. I'd like to see other weapons.
Yeah.
I'd love to see other weapons brought into the mix from the Titanfall universe.
That I think that's possible and easy to do. They could easily do it. I think I mentioned this to you privately, that Respawn could do something like that or add in Titans to promote the next Titanfall game. Let's say Titanfall 3 is coming up or it was an announcement. Hey, let's celebrate Apex Legends. We added this to celebrate the release of Titanfall 3, let's just say. They could easily do that. Start adding weapons, start adding stuff that's related to the game. Super easy they could do that. Now, P, there's been leaks, like a survivor mode and also, I believe, like two more legends. There was like a leak. I don't know if you read that online or anything.
I have not read of the survival mode. I have read about a couple of them. Some of them were fan-made, so you got to take those with a grain of salt.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. Most definitely. Actually, some of the weapons, like I was alluding to earlier, if you look in some of the trailers, you see Pathfinder holding a different type of weapon. And I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it's an LT or LZ or something like that from Titanfall. So I think there's an opportunity there. There's another. I think it was the Volt was the pistol. I'd love to see something like come back. I don't know if I want the smart. I don't know if that's the same as the smart pistol. I don't know if I'm comfortable with having that automatic tracking pistol back in the game. But, I mean, if you could bring it as a drop, so that's limited edition, you know, make it as a gold weapon and drop it so that it's, you know, you can only get it there. You only have a finite amount of ammo to use. That's something to think about because that gun was lethal. That gun was murder in small form factor in Titanfall PvP.
Well, I read here that they might be like there was a reference, like they found a bunch of stuff from leaks. That you could go to Real Apex Leaks on Twitter, and you'll see like a couple of leaks there from the game. But one of them is there's a reference to a replay system. So, like for example, if you play Call of Duty or the even Titanfall, and you're playing the multiplayer, and one of you get killed, you see like a little replay, like how you got killed. Do you think they should add that in the game? And so at least you have an idea who killed you, how this person got you in the game, or just leave it how it is if they do plan to add it?
I think with the way that the current landscape in gaming is going with content creators, I absolutely would love to have a capture mode or some way to do a replay, similar to how PUBG does it now. I think would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Where it captures, I think it's the last 15 or 20 games that you've played, provided you're in the same version. It gives you an opportunity to replay it live in the client or download it so that you can use it at a later date. Put markers in there so that you can track the camera in a specific manner, so you can make cinematic style shots, which is how you see a lot of the content stuff. I think things like that, little tools like that, would add little quality of life features like those. I think would go a long way, helping foster that content creator mentality, especially with a game like this. Yeah, if that's a fantastic way to capitalize and move the game up. I mean, it's already at the top, but it's a good way to keep it up there. People are clamoring for content for the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is one way to keep it up there.
Yeah, definitely. And I know that they found like entries in the game's code where they mentioned solo and duels. And there, a lot of the gamers, that, I think that was like one of the first things they requested. Like, hey, add in solos, add in duels. I can understand why, because sometimes people just don't want to play with randoms. You know what I'm saying? So I can see that coming. But there's also a group of people that don't want to see the same type of modes in games like PUBG, Fortnite, Blackout. But in my opinion, Pete, I think if you don't add new things in the game, that game eventually is going to get old. People are going to get sick and tired playing the same mold over and over. There's three players, squad, every single time. It gets old after a while.
I agree. The last thing you want to do, though, is also oversaturate the market with similar things that you're already finding. That's one of the more refreshing things that's already there with Apex. It keeps that different fact that hey, I'm different from everybody else. Come play me, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you want that same mode, or that if you want to play solos, duos, or squads, you can already do that in every other, VR offering. That being said, I mean, I think that was probably the first thing that I asked when I first fired it up. Why don't I have a solo mode? Why don't I have a duos mode? Why can't I do solo squads? What if I'm feeling myself that day and I want to drop into a solo squads game?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What if I only have two people with me? Or, if it's me and let's say you, or me or Paris, or me and Deke or whomever from the community, and we're on, but nobody else is, why do I have to rely on a random who A, may or may not communicate with me, B, may or may not stick with the team, and if you're playing in a squad-based game, that person should stick with you in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they should placate the what the community wants, and I think the overarching sentiment right now is, yeah, give me a solo, give me a duos, give me the option. Don't force me into a specific. I mean, right now it's okay because it's still fresh. It's what, 17 days old out in the wild, less than 3 weeks, for sure. Let everybody get acclimated to the style of playing it in a forced squads environment. Hell, you never know. You might find someone that you like, and next thing you know, you start playing with them on a more on a regular basis.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason why Respawn released that game with just the three squad mode. Because they want to show people that they have something totally new and different. Now that they got everybody's attention, now they can start adding solo and duels or whatever they want to add in there. And then, the game pass for like the season, whatever. But I think it was a smart move that they made that. Like having it just three-man squad, that's it. And the style of the way how you play the game also. Because I think people already know the formula about Fortnite, and the thing that made Fortnite shine so much was the whole building part of the game, So
yeah, for sure,
I think it was smart. I think it was very, very smart.
One thing that I've noticed that PUBG was actually they maintained they separated themselves from doing it was, and it's similar to, I guess, what Fortnite was doing, but, and it's something that I would like to see, maybe, you know, maybe that's how they implement a big team battle or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But PUBG started doing, you know, 5 and 6 man squads to do events, you know, only shotguns and whatever, only, you know, SMGs or only pistols. You know, they did the gangster era where only 45 caliber bullets were used, you know, so it was the Tommy gun and the pistol. I'd like to see something similar as a limited time event for Titanfall. I can't see why it wouldn't be. I mean, yeah, I mean, right now the big want is people want to see a Titan in there. But let's bring other, you know, let's bring other modes. Give me a parkour mode. Bring back wall running.
Ooh. I don't know how I feel about that, man. I'm not a fan of the whole wall running. Never been a big fan. I mean, it was there for Titanfall. It was cool and all. I think it was even worse for Call of Duty. It was like very awkward in that game. But I don't know. Are you a huge fan of that? Because I'm not a big fan of it, man. I'm keeping it 100 right now.
my counter to that would be, the reason it felt comfortable in Respawn in Titanfall is because Respawn is the one that did it.
Yeah, they did it first. Yeah,
tried to copy it,
and it was horrible. God,
whether they were successful with it is subjective, and that's, you know, depending on who you talk to. People who had a lot of time into Call of Duty would say otherwise. Since they're comfortable with the mechanics of it, they would be more familiar with it, and they'd be okay with it. I mm-hmm. think in the right hands, and again, limited time only, make it desirable. Make people want to drop what they're doing. Like, let's say, you know, 3 months from now, it's the middle of the summer. People are starting to wax and wane off of Apex, and Respawn drops a parkour mode with wall running. And now you're running through the market. And you're able to run along the walls on the outside, not on in the interiors, because a lot of the interiors in that game are too closely packed and you can't really do a lot of wall running. But on the outside, allow me to run against the wall of a building, or when you're in one of those little valleys or chasms that have, you know, that's basically a death tunnel, allow me to run on the walls on the outside of that, which gives me a counter to people who play with either Wraith, who can drop the portal and take off, or someone like Pathfinder who can drop the grappling hook and take off.
Mm-hmm.
That counters them, because then, for example, Wraith jumps into a portal and takes off and tries to get up behind you. You grab your grappling gun and you take off. Boom. Now you're not where they expected you to be. And now you've got to totally reassess your situation. And same goes for others. Imagine being able to going towards Gibraltar, who just throws up his shield. You run up against the wall and you're able to drop up behind them and melee them or hit them with a shotgun a few times, and boom, now you've got a potential game winning move. The next thing you know, you're on the front page of Reddit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just I think it's a good way to counter a lot of the current players or a lot of the current legends and their abilities right now. So absolutely. I'd love to see it. If not as a permanent thing, I'd love to see it as a temporary thing and maybe a mode. I think it'd be a good way to throw a variable in the game. Or hell, who knows? Put it in as a temporary thing and see what the community says.
Yeah, I think so. Like, what would you like to see for the next legend, the next future legends that pops up? Like, what is it that you would like to see? Because I'm enjoying the ones that is available now. Pathfinder is pretty good. I've never used Pathfinder, to tell you the truth.
Pathfinder's a lot of fun, and also, you know, as we're recording this, they just announced yesterday Twitch Prime.
Yeah,
you know, you can link your Twitch Prime account. Hey, this is a perfect opportunity for those that aren't watching the stream. You know, you want to use your Twitch Prime, you can, you know, you can subscribe to the GTR Twitch channel for free. We get the same revenue share as if we were, you know, if this was a regular sub, no cost to you, just by using your Twitch Prime, and now you get. I'm trying to remember because I don't recall. I want to say you get 5 Apex packs and a free skin, a legendary skin for Pathfinder.
Oh, that's pretty dope. And that just came, and that's temporary, right? It's only for a couple of days?
No, it's permanent. Yeah, it's only for a couple of weeks. So hopefully by the time this comes out, it's still live.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to try that out?
But yeah. Oh, for sure. I've already linked it. I linked it yesterday, but unfortunately I didn't have a chance to play.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely be on tonight after we record our live show. But yeah, Pathfinder's a lot of fun. Trying to think of what I would like to see.
Oh, by the way, there's no live show, Pete. There's another show coming out tomorrow. It's already done and recorded.
Oh, okay. Even better. So then, yeah, I'll definitely be playing with Pathfinder tonight.
Yeah, there you go. Play some Apex.
Yeah. So I'd like to see another healer.
Another healer. Huh.
Yeah, because right now there's only one healer.
Yeah, That makes sense.
And I know I've said this again, and I apologize if I'm sounding like a broken record. But shout out to Respawn for their ability to, you know, to maintain, you know, to show diversity and inclusion with all of their characters.
Mm-hmm. I really like that. I really like that a lot.
It's just fantastic that it wasn't forced. It was by default, up front, day mm-hmm. one. You know, they took care of that up front and center. I know there's people on social media who are like, no, they're just, you know, they're bending over and making it a thing and forcing it down your throats. No,
that was not for you. You could tell when it's forced and when it's not. This, I didn't get no, like, that type of vibe that was forced.
For sure.
At all. But I tell you this, Pete, like, this game reminds me so, so much of just a combination of Overwatch, a little bit of Halo, a little bit of Titanfall, of course. And of course, Call of Duty. Like, all that formula together plus new stuff in the game. Man, this game is good, man. Look, I know right now there's only one game mode, but I could see this game potentially to be contender of the game of the year. If they continue adding content, new things that's going to get us the attention, they were like, wow, this game is dope. Because, yo, this has been the biggest surprise right now in 2019, and also Tetris 99. But this was like a really big deal, man. I was not expecting this at all, man. At all until we've been hearing the rumors and the leaks. And I was like, okay. And then the live stream started from Respawn. And we're like, the game is available now. I was like, what? Holy crap. It's dope. Do you feel the same way about the game? Do you can see that as contender?
Well,
not number one, but, you know, contender at least.
Their approach to marketing is completely counter to what you typically expect from EA, right? EA is a global conglomerate. They own a large space games. And so they typically follow the same pattern with their marketing. All out blitz and you know, shove it down everybody's throats. This one was a lot more subtle. I still don't understand why they almost seem to be sabotaging Anthem, and that's a different discussion altogether. I don't understand that, right? Why do they continue to do that with the Titanfall title? It just seems as and I don't know if that's coming from Respawn. I don't know if that's coming from EA.
I think that's more Respawn than EA.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, you have it once again
going up against a major release, Anthem. Yeah. Highly anticipated. Now, whether it's the same juggernaut as Battlefield, that's a totally different conversation. Yeah, and you have the Battlefield VR coming out in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Now, you know what? I'm wrong. It was EA because, remember, EA, the publisher is always going to be the one saying, you have to release this game this time, whatever. Because remember, it's all about the investors, man. Keep the investors happy. They released that game because remember, there's two more titles coming. One is Anthem, which is coming out now. And then later, the update for Battlefield, the Battle Royale mode. And, you know, Madden and all these other sports games is coming out later this year. But I think it was because EA said, release this now. We want to keep our investors happy. This is a free-to-play game. Look, we have 25 million people now. That's playing this game. Now we got their attention. Now the investors are happy. It's all business, man. Yeah, it's stupid releasing this very close to the release of Anthem.
I, I disagree with that because it was a crapshoot. They didn't know that Apex was going to blow up with 25 million players in a week. There's no way they could have anticipated that.
Disagree, Pete? Why would they fly out all these content creators, big content creators, not just regular small content creators, huge, huge streamers and YouTubers or Facebook gaming streamers? Why would they invest so much money on that? Because
it's different than how they're doing it now, though. It's no different than how they did it 3-4 years ago when they were when they invited myself and Mandy to Medal of Honor at Danger Close for a week to playtest.
It's
different than any of that.
No, it's different. This is different, Pete. It's a different ballgame, yo. It's a different ballgame because the majority, the people that went to this event to play Apex Legend, these are like really big time streamers that they barely go to like events. It's different. You're talking about way back. That's a totally different vibe, man, and a totally different time too. It's not how it is now, man. Like, look, I've been to a lot of EA Game Changers stuff, right? And you'll see some smaller streamers, you know, at the Game Changers thing when they have like a capture event, and then they have like a couple big ones, right? But I'm talking about big streamers, big content creators, man. Those are the ones that got invited because they got to see the potential, like, yo, this game is going to be big, but we need these content creators for them to talk about it, blow this up on their channels, the different channels that they have. And it worked. It worked. If it wasn't for the content creators, dude, the buzz would have not been the same. There would have been a lot of people downloading, of course, but not like this, yo. I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm going to disagree with you with that one because there's no way EA and Respawn, because yeah, as a developer, yes, Respawn is going to push it hard and they're going to say, yeah, this is going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread because of the confidence that they have in their development team.
Because
you remember, yeah, and you said it earlier, but it gives you a lot of memories and reminders of Call of Duty. Why? Infinity Ward.
Yeah.
Who do you think brought Call of Duty back into relevance, into prominence? It's them. It's basically, they took the best group out of Infinity Ward, and when they split off and they created Respawn, that's why.
Yeah. No.
Right? Yeah. But there's no way that they could have anticipated that it was going to explode the way it did. Similar to Brendan Green and PUBG, there's no way they expected PUBG to blow up the way it did.
It's different. It's different because there was zero marketing. It was just strictly word of mouth. And remember, Pete,
same exact
that time.
For the other one.
Remember, Pete,
same
all this
exact formula for every other one.
Yeah, but this was a little bit different and a little bit smarter because besides the leak. Let's pretend we never heard about the leak. What if we go online and we see pictures of our favorite content creator saying, yo, I just played a brand new Battle Royale game. More details coming soon. Hashtag Apex Legends. Hashtag Apex Partner. And they posted it on all over Twitter, Facebook, social media, Instagram, everything. Because remember, the pictures that they posted, yo, that was not cameras from the content creators. That's Respawn's or EA's photographer that took all those pictures and sent it out to all the content creators. And the content creators selected the ones that they were in. And they used that to spread the word about it through their social media.
First I need to dissect your argument because I'm trying to understand which direction you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about why they would launch it right in between or right before Anthem and before the Battlefield VR announcement or VR launch, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're saying it was a financial move. But how does that tie into them being able to anticipate 25 million players in 1 week?
Pete.
And you're saying by the marketing.
It's the word of mouth,
no
man. It's the
but
word of mouth.
No, 25 million. It hasn't. This is unforeseen territory for 99% of the gaming industry to see a growth explosion in this manner. So I'm still trying to understand where you come from. So I'm hopped up on Cuban coffee right now. So listeners, I'm not trying to get. not getting enhanced. I'm not arguing. I'm not being disrespectful to Danny. I'm honestly just trying to understand where the logic is of how he's trying of how he's, you know, seeing it. So
yeah, I just look. I think Pete. Look, with the world that we have today now, man, with the whole social media, iPhones and Androids, and just word of mouth. If one person, let's say Dr. Disrespect, you watch his stream a lot, right? He doesn't get a million views in a day, like not in a day, like in, at the same time, like live viewers. He get like over 100,000 and stuff like that, right? If he starts talking about, I don't know, I don't watch his stream. I'm just coming on the top of the head.
So,
but let me finish.
Dr. Disrespect usually gets 35,000 to 40,000 viewers. When it first dropped, he was hitting about 75,000 to 80,000.
Okay.
Shroud has been the beast right now, popping over 100,000. He just hit 60,000 subs this month as a result. So.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that if he talks about the game, well, let's say 30,000 to 40,000 viewers, a lot of people are going to be spreading the word, talking to their friends, to their friends, to their friends, to their friends, and it's just going to go around. Now imagine all those content creators, then add in the people that, let's say we don't go to Twitch to see them, but we saw it on Twitter or on Facebook or on Instagram, like, yo, what is this? Then you add those numbers. Then you add the media, because the media is also going to be talking about it too. Then you have Respawn talking about it. Then you have the marketing team and EA also talking about him, sending out press release and all this stuff. When you start adding all that and people know that it's a free game, look, the day that came out, a day or two, I had to go and present. I did a presentation at a school about podcasting. And, you know, all of them were talking about Fortnite. Then I mentioned to them, oh, yeah, it's a new game that just came out. It's called Apex Legends, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, oh, really? I never heard of it. I'm like, you're going to hear about it. Watch. I bet you all those kids got it. My nephews, Pete, my nephews plays Apex Legends. I've never heard them talking about, oh, Kotaku and IGN and all this stuff. Never. They talk about YouTubers or Twitch streamers, but they got the game. Now, his friends also got the game. They all play together, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all about word of mouth. It worked for EA. It worked. I'm not saying 25 million people downloaded right away, but I tell you this, that first week, yo, people were just spreading the word like, yo, you got to play this game. And that's how the word got out, man. But it started small because of the content creators first, man.
That's fine. But you still haven't qualified the answer as to how EA decided to drop it and literally make Anthem the sacrificial lamb, you know, because, you know, you're dropping Apex. All of the focus is, you know, now on Apex. There's maybe like a smaller subset of people who are now focusing on Anthem because it's coming out. But do you really think that Anthem is gonna affect Apex numbers?
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, so we ended the conversation there. I had to go. P also was driving. It was crazy, but I just love the conversation we're having about Apex Legends. Let me know your thoughts about this. That was a great, great conversation with Pete. We have another conversation that's coming soon here, Gamertag Radio, and it's with Paris once again. And we're talking about sending our feedback to the companies, man. I think you guys are going to have a great, great time listening to the episode. And it's coming out very soon, in a couple of days. So once again, we're going to be out here. I'm just going to say to everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. If you have the opportunity to, if you like the content, all the free content we've been releasing, not only in the podcast, but also Twitch, support us. We definitely need your support because we're going to E3. I got approved to go to E3. Also Paris. And we're still waiting for Pete's coming up. But we're going to E3. We need your support. We need your help. in order for us to attend E3, not only it helps when you're listening to the podcast and also checking us out through Twitch, but we also need your donations. We need your support for us to attend E3 and even get more content from the event. So this is what you have to do. Go to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. Go over there and please donate. Even if it's a dollar, it will help us out big time. We have a lot of listeners worldwide. And in order for us to attend E3, we need funds. We need funds because, you know, it's not enough just depending on the ads that we play on the podcast and doing live reads. But getting that community support, it will help us out so much for us to even not only get better equipment, better mics, Uber, food, hotel, everything. It costs money. So we definitely need your support. Or you could even go to store.gamertagradio.com and buy your favorite shirts, hoodies, stickers. We have all, even phone cases, laptop cases. We have everything there. Just go there, store.gamertagradio.com, and you can support the site like that. All right, until next time, we're going to be out here. Much love to everybody. I'm out.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.